Israel's two main political parties say they're close to forming a government of national unity, the Likud party of Prime Minister-elect Ariel Sharon and the Labor party of the defeated Ehud Barak have reached broad agreement on guidelines for naming a cabinet and for dealing with the Palestinians. Amid the political maneuvering, the Israeli-Palestinian violence has intensified. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is in Jerusalem. To what have the parties agreed?
Well, essentially, we're told by officials on both sides, the Likud party is offering Ehud Barak's Labor Party two of the top three cabinet postings. And there are word that the Nobel Peace Laureate Shimon Peres will be offered the foreign minister's post and a defeated Prime Minister Barak the post of defense minister. It's not clear whether he would actually accept that. In terms of dealing with the Palestinians, there seems to have been a compromise agreed on. Guidelines so far say that the government would seek an interim deal with Palestinians, not a sweeping final deal as Barak had been trying to reach during his term in office. The guidelines also say there will be no new Jewish settlements in occupied territories, but that existing ones can expand according to natural growth. This means that Barak's Labor Party had dropped its demand to say that remote settlements would be evacuated. And there's also no mention of an eventual Palestinian state. Now, the Likud party of Sharon also gave up a few clauses it wanted. There is no mention of a united Jerusalem or Israeli sovereignty over the disputed Temple Mount holy site, and no mention that the party opposes the right of return for Palestinian refugees. So there's something for both sides to gripe about, and this is not final, but officials on each side say it surmounts a pretty big obstacle and makes a unity government very likely, possibly as early as this week.
What are the Palestinians going to think about that?
They're not going to like it at all. They have said repeatedly they want peace talks to pick up where they left off, which the government does not agree to, and that they want to go for a sweeping final peace deal, which these guidelines would just not say this is not possible at this time. An expected Palestinian response could possibly be more of the same. We've seen stepped up attacks.
But the violence has already escalated, hasn't it?
Since Sharon's election last week, yes, indeed. Yesterday, there was a six-hour gun battle in round one of the Palestinian refugee camps in the Gaza Strip. Dozens of Palestinians were reported wounded. Israel's army says that the Palestinians are using heavier weapons as well, like an anti-tank missile that was fired yesterday. There have been pamphlets appearing put out by militia members of Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction saying the Sharon era will not be one of stability and security, as the criminal Sharon claims, as this pamphlet says. So essentially what we think we see is a challenge by the Palestinians to Ariel Sharon. He's promised to bring security for Israel, and the Palestinians are making that very difficult.
Have the Israelis altered the way they respond to violence?
Well, no, and it's good to point out here that the government has still not passed on. Ehud Barak is still a caretaker prime minister. In fact, today we saw a resumption of a policy that's not been carried out for about 6 weeks. Israel's army assassinated another Fatah activist, a Palestinian man in Gaza. Witnesses say they saw helicopter gunships that fired about four missiles at this man's car. The man was called Masoud Ayad. Israel's army says he was a member of Yasser Arafat's elite guard, 417, and they say he was also working on behalf of the Lebanese guerrilla group Hezbollah.
When are they going to be finished with their negotiations between the parties?
It could come as early as this week. More likely may not be until next week. They still have a lot of haggling to do, and every party, there's 16 factions, and they all want a piece of the new government.
NPR's Jennifer Lutton in Jerusalem.